Hey, listen, we're about to start the show, but I wanted to say one quick thing. If you're enjoying 10 Things That Scare Me, help us grow the show by rating and reviewing it in your podcast app.
Okay, still recording.
So stand by. I'm turning off my car. I can hear your. I'm gonna mute you because I can hear you. Okay, perfect. Number one, dying with no trace. Number two, swimming in deep black water. At one point, I was like swimming in a gorge with some friends, and I was like, I have to get out. I'm so worried about my breath getting in the way of the microphone. Number three, spiders. In my house, I am the designated spider killer. Here's an example of a situation. This happened just last night. I went upstairs, I saw the culprit, and I was like, which shoe is gonna be the best one to smash this sucker? I went over to the spider, and it started scurrying away from me. So I was like, that's cool, I was tracking it. And I like was about to bring the shoe down, and right before the shoe hit the spider, it reversed direction towards me. And I screamed like this crazy guttural scream. but then everybody downstairs was like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm fine. It's just a spider. Four, running into my old boss. Number five, my father's suicide. So because my mom wasn't around when I was growing up, she was deemed unfit to parent. My father assumed sole custody of me and raised me from when I was four until now. Self-sufficiency was really important. I think, you know, he never had a partner. He never remarried. And he's still alone. And he said to me, now that he's older, if he ever is diagnosed with some kind of debilitating or terminal illness, he would absolutely take his own life because he does not want to be a burden. He's talked about walking into the forest and, quote, letting nature take its course. And, you know, there's a little part of me that wonders if he kind of enjoys knowing that I worry about this. Hi, Dad. Hi. Number six, repeating the same patterns as my parents. God, I'm thinking of like very early on when I would take my daughter, who looks very much like me. And when I look at her, I just see myself as a child. When I would drop her off for daycare, she would cling to me and she would say, don't go, don't leave me. I can remember with my own mom. Just that feeling of not wanting her to go. And then my rational mind would say, if this is so different, you're going to a job. You're going to see her tonight. It's not the same situation. But my child self would say, don't leave her. You can't leave her. You can't do this. Oh my God, it's so hot in here. Okay. Number seven, the dark. Number eight, dying in a car accident. Number 10, oh wait, number nine, active shooters. My kids are 8 and 6, and they don't know yet why they do the lockdown drills. And they told me recently that some kids are like silly and loud when they do those drills. And, you know, there was part of me that wanted to say, like, it's really important that you be quiet and that you practice those drills because. but I'm not ready to say that yet. I don't know why it feels okay for me to say, put your seatbelt on because my brother died in a car accident. Somehow that's not as bad to me than like saying, someone might come in your class and shoot you. Number 10, allowing evil to become normal. I don't know. I think I just need to be reminded. We can't give up. I'm saying that to myself. I have to keep going. You have to keep doing. You have to keep trying. I'm unmuting. This is Sonia Edelman, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? Sippy cups and like those got invented at some point and like what's next, you know? What about you? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.